G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Good morning. You are a Christian. How is your reading going? When I was first converted over 45 years ago, I was privileged to be converted in a church which had regular expository preaching and keen prayer meetings, as well as a very strong support for several missionaries abroad, as well as in England. Week after week, we had a feast of good things, as we were taught on Sunday evenings the depths of the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20. On each of those same Sundays in the mornings, we were taken through a section of Paul's letter to the Colossians, a few verses at a time. I had no idea how important this type of teaching was going to be for me. I didn't realise at the time how privileged I was to be under such teaching. Little did I know also that God had carefully arranged my spiritual education to prepare me for future ministry. He called me first to missionary work in London. And the verse of scripture the Lord used? Luke chapter 5 verse 1. Launch out into the deep, the London City Mission, and let down your nets for a catch. I was then encouraged to wait upon the Lord for a clear word from him to lead me into such a valuable, important and necessary work in an extremely hard place, a city with a multitude of different nationalities and religions, where only a sovereign God could break through. This teaching concerning God's almighty power was so vital for me to grasp before I began. And the verse of scripture again that the Lord used, Exodus chapter 4 verse 12. Go now therefore, and I shall be with your mouth and teach you what to say. Before we were brought into church membership, that particular church had a regular feature. And that was to teach three very important lessons on three major doctrines that the Christian must know about before he even enters into the Christian life. Justification by faith, sanctification, the Holy Spirit's work in the believer, and glorification, all about the Christian when he gets to heaven. Yes, we were certainly grounded in the faith and discipled, which was so important when about to be sent into such a challenging work for God. This work in London witnessed God moving in and changing people's lives of all ages through his powerful word. This ministry was followed by various Bible teaching posts in evangelical church throughout the country. Time and time again, I praise God for such a great education at the beginning of my Christian life. Such brilliant preachers and mature Christians, ready and available and so willing to help a young believer like me. Now, here I am retired and having a lot of time to write devotional booklets to help all kinds of Christians through life's experiences. I can now advise from personal experience which good Christian books to read which have helped me. Two questions I would like to ask as I look at the church today. First, I ask, is discipleship such an important part of a regular church program today? I think of Jesus calling his disciples for 3 whole years training before he sent them into the mission field. Second question I would ask today is, how much do Christians read of Christian doctrine and experiences? I thought I would like to share my knowledge today of good Christian authors and books which have helped build me up in my faith and have been such a help to me in all kinds of different situations which needed clear understanding of how to deal with them. Books on prayer which have helped me are Hallersby on Prayer, as well as David Pawson's teaching online on the subject of the Lord's Prayer from the Sermon on the Mount. So helpful to build you up in your faith, in addition to your regular dipping into the scriptures daily to feed your souls. Prayer is not easy and can be helped by lessons learned by these men of God. The first books I was given to read as a new Christian were Expository Thoughts on the Gospels by J.C. Ryle. Even today, 100 years or so after he first wrote them, these are still excellent to use in your daily devotions. So easy to read and understand and divided very helpfully into useful portions to use on a daily basis. I recommend them highly. Also, USB notes are very helpful, as well as our Daily Bread from RBC Ministries at Carnforth. But in addition to this form of study, may I suggest you read regularly biographies of some great men and women of God from the past. I was helped very much early on in my Christian life, soon after I became a Christian, to read Charles Haddon Spurgeon's biography called The Early Years, and a second volume following that called The Full Harvest. You know something? He was one of the greatest preachers this world has ever known. And would you believe it? 150 years on, his writings are still popular today after his death. Corrie ten Boom books are much smaller, but excellent reading. If you need further encouragement in prayer, then read the narratives of George Muller and Billy Bray, the Cornishman. That book is called The King's Son, which was also so helpful to me. Finally, Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan is a must for every Christian, written now in modern English, and there are so many more. Paul the Apostle wrote, "Study to show yourself approved of God." In his epistles, he makes it clear that we should give attention to reading. And when in prison, he asks his friends to bring him the parchments, the books. There's a wealth of good Christian literature today, but we need to be guided into what is really useful for us. We can waste a lot of money without the right advice from more seasoned Christians who we know and who know us and we can trust. Ask for their help and take care, and may God continue to richly bless both your reading and your listening.
Dear Lord and loving Heavenly Father, you have taught us today how important it is to not stand still in our Christian life, to make sure we grow in knowledge and in our understanding of the Holy Scriptures. Forgive us for laziness and being distracted by other things, such as television and other social pursuits, which have been additional to what is really necessary in our lives. We are thankful, Lord, for Christian programs on TV, and we know the need to keep ourselves fit and healthy with exercise. But we also know how these things can slip in and replace our prayer life and our life of usefulness to you. Please forgive us and recharge us as we listen to Bible teaching or read Christian books which are helpful for us to maintain our souls and to enlarge our hearts and minds. We are made aware, though, Scripture, we are in a battle and need all the resources we can get to strengthen and equip us for each day's battle and in our daily witness to your marvellous truth. Our love for you, Lord, is always in response to your love for us, and we want to show your love to all we come into contact with. Each morning, whether at work, in retirement, or in the social world, Lord, help us to be shining lights for you. And may we never forget to give you all the glory and praise due to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.